Jupiter's 4% cashback now renews only if you refer 2 spenders monthly. Jupiter Mobile confirmed on July 1st that its launch cashback campaign has ended, and it set out how cardholders keep the headline 4% rate going forward. Refer 2 friends who each spend at least $50, and the 4% cashback rolls into the following month. The terms came directly from the Jupiter Mobile account on X. That finalizes a change Jupiter floated in late June, when it first signaled the top tier would move to a referral condition once the launch promo closed. The live terms landed higher than the earlier version, $50 of spend per referred friend, rather than $20, and the requirement now repeats every month instead of clearing once. A rate you re-earn every month. The shift worth understanding is the cadence. Jupiter is not handing out a one-time retention bonus. It is turning 4% into a subscription you renew with referrals. Bring in 2 friends who each spend $50, and the top rate carries into the next month. Do nothing, and the Jupiter Global Card drops to its standard tier until you qualify again. For cardholders who are on 4% through the launch window, the practical step is finding 2 people each month who will actually fund the card and spend, not just open an account. Jupiter's framing was blunt about the goal. It wants to reward users who bring others into the community, so it tied the top rate to growth rather than to spend alone. The 4% headline is not the rate you bank. The number to anchor on is not 4%. It is the cashback you can bank after the fine print. Jupiter caps cashback at $100 per month. At 4%, that ceiling is reached at roughly $2,500 of monthly spend. Spend past that, and every additional dollar earns nothing back, so the effective rate falls the higher your monthly volume climbs. Currency conversion trims it further. Jupiter applies a markup on cross-border purchases, so a cardholder spending abroad sees less than the banner figure. Stack the $100 monthly cap on top of that foreign exchange cost, and the realistic return for an active spender lands closer to the 2-3% range than 4%. None of that makes the card a poor choice. It makes Jupiter a strong starter option for lighter monthly spenders who stay under the cap, where the ceiling rarely binds, and the headline rate does most of its work. Anyone whose spend is mostly international may still find dedicated 0 foreign exchange markup cards land ahead on net. The referral burden sits with your network. This is a referral-gated retention offer, so keeping your rate now depends on other people's behavior, not only your own. Each invitee has to spend $50, so a friend who signs up but never uses the card does not count toward the 2 you need. That is a real difference from a pure sign-up bonus, where the reward usually lands the moment the account opens. The monthly reset raises the stakes over time. A one-time referral is a single ask. A recurring one means lining up 2 fresh spenders every 30 days to defend the same rate. For a user with a large active crypto circle, that is a light lift. For a solo cardholder, the standard tier may be the cleaner default rather than chasing referrals month after month.